So, I am waiting for Maddie to call, and I am a little nervous. This is Annie, and I don't know. What am I nervous about? So much. Maddie is that kind of friend, you know, who's just good at everything. She's the singer. That, for right now, is good enough to be better than me. Oh, she's calling. Guys, she's calling, and I'm a little nervous. All right, here we go.
We are young. Love is a softball field.
Hey! How are you? Guys, it's my friend Maddie, everyone. What? Mads, yes.
Wait, should I call you again?
No, are you recording right now?
Yeah, I'm recording.
Okay, then we'll just leave it on, and this will be like a fun way to get to know us. See, we messed up already. We're very relatable characters.
Just two girls.
Yeah, just two girls.
Two girls, really... one podcast.
No, let's cut that part out. two girls who are just flawed like you and me. We do our podcast one recording at a time, just like everyone else.
Can I read our listeners all of our podcast titles?
Our podcast titles? Oh, well, sure. Do you think now's a good time, or do you think that we should? Yeah, now's a good time.
Now's a good time.
Before you know anything about us, dear viewers, listeners, you need to know the rejected podcast titles.
Yeah, I think it's important. All right, well, the first idea we threw out there was how to win friends and influence sheeple. How to win friends and influence pee-hole.
Pee-hole, okay.
How to miss trends and influence sheeple. And then we kind of got out of that divot. You threw out no woman big cry.
That was one of my best, I think, of the night.
Pretty incredible. Wait, I'm going to turn myself down a little bit. I think I have a loud laugh. I wasn't laughing this hard when I was testing my levels.
I would assume that you know better than I do, but this little gain bar is flying way into the danger zone when I laugh.
Okay, yeah, we don't want to be in the yellow.
All right.
We could crank... So crank your gain down. Mm-hmm. We'd like to take a moment to acknowledge our sponsors, Yeti Blue. We both are using Yeti Blue microphones.
Are they both blue?
No, but that's the name of the...
Oh, is
that's
it?
The brand.
Oh,
I just... Mine's silver and yours is black, I think.
Mine is blue. I thought that it said Yeti Blue because it was a blue microphone. Okay.
Oh, damn it. Mine's not blue. Mine's silver. All right.
Okay. More titles, please.
Okay. No Woman, Big Cry. Two Girls, One Stump.
I rejected that one.
Yes. Two Gay Friends Who Aren't Dating.
Questionable.
Popular Vote.
Which was a very nice symbolic one, representative of all of the things that happened since the election, and I thought was great, but we rejected that as well.
Sorry, Anne. Yeah, I thought it was great, too. I considered it heavily.
Yeah, sure.
Make America Afraid Again. I'm with herpes.
That's terrible.
This was my crowning achievement in life. I don't know why this is the funniest thing I've ever heard, but you rejected it. I see bread people.
But that's bread, comma people, right? It's not I see bread people that are walking around like Wonder Bread things.
Right. It's like I'm seeing bread people.
Nice. That's a good like Jerry Seinfeld type of stand up.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Then we had Friendship Inc., French Fry Inc., French Fry Kink.
Another classic.
And then we kind of switched worlds again. Conversion Therapy.
I didn't like that one. But it wasn't supposed to be like, it's supposed, well, people will find out, I guess. They haven't figured it out yet that we're two homos. So like, right. And I'm not supposed to say that because that's derogatory. So like, I'm not, pretend I didn't. We're two gay gals. Two.
I don't think that's derogatory. It's
No, it's not derogatory when we say it, but you know, in the world.
It's only okay when we say it.
Right. But we'll just say that we are two ladies who like other ladies.
Okay, well, so some of the benefits to conversion therapy, one would be that if some, like, crazy person was Googling conversion therapy, trying to make it happen, they
right.
might stumble upon the podcast and be yeah. like, yeah. these girls aren't so bad. They're just
right.
like,
their
they could be my next door neighbor.
Kind of sexy, if you ask me.
That one girl.
That, which one?
I don't know, I'll leave it to you.
If you had to be specific, which one of us is the one?
I was definitely referring to myself.
Also, before you ask, yes, I did get a haircut.
Oh, really? Wait, we're not Skyping, are we? Or FaceTiming?
No, we're not. It was one of those jokes that you do, you know, referencing the fact that we can't see each other right now.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Which I think is a good time to talk about what is happening right now and why.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
What's happening here.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. I'll read the rest of my list later.
I think we're good with conversion therapy.
Okay.
So, Maddie and I, do you want to go on or?
That was your intro?
Maddie and I grew up in
Okay, so let me break it down for you guys. I'm the leader.
Okay. I'm the sheeple.
The sheeple. I see bread, people. Yeah, we are both from Marin County, but very different worlds. Annie is from the beautiful island of Belvedere.
It's not an island anymore, actually. We built a land bridge.
Oh. That, yeah. I mean, how does that mean it's not an island? Oh, land bridge. Okay, sorry. Well, okay. She's from the beautiful peninsula of Belvedere.
Good.
Wasn't the last crime to happen in the city of Belvedere at your house?
Oh, yes. So, we had that, like, really fun new age type of family where we threw parties. Like, our parents were there when we threw parties. One of those weird California families. And so my sister always had really crazy... Mine never came close, but hers were crazy, out of control. She had a party in which all of these men from around town, like, probably high school age, but probably terrifying. Although that's my mother speaking, so really it probably just means that they might not have gone to private school. two boys came over who were had already actually been in juvenile hall, is that what it's called? Yeah. And punched my dad. And so the call, and he's an accountant,
sorry,
right? So
funny.
He's not a big dude. He's a small accountant. And he got punched. And I think he broke his favorite pair of glasses. But,
oh no.
Yeah, bottom line is the last crime to happen in Belvedere within the last 10 years is, this is an exaggeration, of course, but was the phone call that was to proclaim that this young man is punching me on my own property, sir.
Not my daughter's high school rager.
Right. And you are not.
Not underage drinking.
Yeah, please don't pay no mind to the youths drinking beer in the corner.
Meanwhile, I was growing up over in Novato. There was a terrible, terrible murder on my street a few months ago. But I mean, I'm fine. Like, obviously,
I don't think we need to spend a lot.
I also had a wonderful, amazing upbringing, but I did live really far away, kind of out in the middle of nowhere.
I think to put it in perspective, like, Novato is a great place to grow up, and compared to the rest of the country, is, like, still completely luxurious. But that's how right. messed up Marin County is. Like, we shan't go to Novato, basically.
I got made fun of a lot. No one would ever come to my house because they didn't want to drive 20 minutes.
Yeah.
20 minutes. Anyway,
yeah.
that would be us, and we went to high school together, and we spent a lot of nights having conversations just like this one.
Yeah, and we also, so we met kind of playing soccer, right? We were on the same soccer team. And
right, yes.
I also joined the a cappella group that you were in.
I
maintain,
was the leader.
Yes, and as in this situation. I maintain that the only reason I got in was because you laughed through my entire audition and felt bad about it. But there we were. We ended up together in the a cappella group.
I can't confirm or deny that statement.
And I don't want you to.
Okay, so I think a lot of people, the question that's going to be on everyone's mind, all of our listeners tuning in, I think they would like to know if we are going to call out by name people from high school.
Right, because and I'm assuming that a bunch of people from Branson, our high school, are now tuning in and worried.
And the answer is yes, we will probably be doing that.
Anyone who was just left dead in the wake of our love tirade probably will be mentioned.
Yeah, no one is safe. None of you.
No.
But yeah, so I think I should. Can I just finish reading? I have like three more on my list. I have a few more. Let me just finish reading.
Okay,
titles.
We can. But oh yes, please. And then I'm gonna interrupt you and take over like I do.
Okay, great. Conversion therapy, gay counseling, queer camp, high school meat hearts. That was a good one. That's gonna wind up in our description.
Yeah. Who came up with that one again? That was you.
That was me.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Queerly there.
Mm.
I can see queerly now.
Mm-hmm.
Bingo.
Bingo. That's ours. Well, for now, yeah. We'll say for now.
Fox News. Jesus. I think I did these when you weren't listening.
I don't think I was here for that. I would have censored.
I queerly.
a classic take on the Nickelodeon Channel show.
And last but not least, the Swellin' Show.
I think that one we ran into some copyright trouble, no? Because we had pursued that one pretty far. We went to the edge with that one.
We did. Okay, but, well, that concludes our list.
So here's the thing. I think people also need to know that this is not... I'm not looking at your... Hence the haircut joke that was never explained is that we are not in the same room. In fact, we... Mm. And wrap your head around this, listeners. We are not even in the same state.
Oh.
Yep.
One of our states is a little bluer than the other at the moment.
One of our states is just a whole heck of a lot bluer. In fact, right now, the red part of my state is trying to diminish the powers of the newly elected blue governor. But we don't have to talk about that.
That's great that there's a blue governor. That's cool.
Just, it happened the same, you know what? It happened the same night that we elected Donald Trump, which is maybe the glimmer of hope that came out of that.
Totally.
Mess. Yeah.
That feels pretty good.
But also confusing. Like, why did, how did that happen? Anyway.
Much like the confusion we felt when we got our first girlfriends.
Yes. Oh, yes. There's, four boobs at once. What? wow, I regret that being the first thing I said about dating a female.
Four boobs.
That was a bad one.
There you have it.
Thanks for your laughter, though. I think that you're being overly generous tonight. Am I wrong in that?
No, I'm just in a good mood.
Oh. So I'm in North Carolina, in case that didn't become clear to people, as it shouldn't have. Maddie's in California, just south of where we grew up.
Mm-hmm.
In a town called Los Angeles.
And Annie is getting a public policy master's degree, working hard, studying hard.
Right now, as we speak.
Right now.
I only have a final tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Commitment. That is what I like to see.
I'm amazing. Yeah.
But yeah, so I think that... a large part of this podcast is going to be centered around your love life.
Because mine's the mystery. Like, we decided to do a serial podcast, and it's the mystery of who is she?
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's actually a new premise. New premise, dude.
Okay.
We're going to continue this podcast until you fall in love.
And then that's the conclusion. But, you know, like in Serial, you never know. Yeah.
That's true. We'll never know. And then season two.
Yeah.
Well, so Annie and I, interestingly enough, I think a lot of people are very curious about the coming out experiences of two seemingly straight girls.
Seemingly straight being a social construct, of course, I should call out at the moment.
Yes, Oh, thank you for adding that. I appreciate Absolutely. That.
I'm here for that.
But yeah, it's interesting because our first big relationships really mirrored each other's timeline-wise. Like, they occurred within a couple weeks of each other.
Hilariously, of course.
Thousands of miles away.
Where I was once again in North Carolina, and Maddie was in Los Angeles. And, But we were not, to be clear, we were not out in high school.
No, no, not at all.
Shudder the thought.
Yeah. Our 80-person liberal safe space school was not
so safe.
Not quite the right environment. But yeah, so we both started dating girls at the exact same time. And
different girls, by the way.
Only six boobs in this equation. And yeah, it was, neither of us told the other for a while. It took forever to tell everyone because it was a lot to process, a lot of worldviews to shift and internalized homophobia to work through.
We could talk all about that,
Yeah, we could probably dedicate a new podcast to that.
Well, no, we could spend maybe an episode on the internalized homophobia piece, I think.
Yeah, that'd be cool. We should do that.
Okay, I'm glad that we're planning on air.
On the air. Live on the air.
We are live.
But yeah, so The difference, though, Annie... So I'm still with my girlfriend. And Annie is living a fascinating single life.
I don't know why that's the punchline of this whole thing. But it sure feels like a bad joke.
But yeah, so we'll definitely spend multiple episodes dedicated to that whole situation, because I think we both have a lot to say. But yeah, I'm pretty boring because I have a girlfriend who I live with and have a dog with. Meanwhile, right, Annie
fucking
is
rubbing
just
it in now.
Meanwhile, Annie is just going on these incredible dates.
Well, I mean, it turns out, like, the Tinder pool in Durham, North Carolina, not so great.
That's so weird.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I would not have expected that.
And you know what the real problem is? Like, I didn't even have friends in undergrad, right? So, sorry, I went to clarify, I went to Duke as an undergrad, and I'm now still at Duke, though I tried to escape. Actually, very grateful. Thank you for all of your help, Duke University. Thank you for accepting me once more into your programs. I did not have many friends, and so it's not surprising to me that my odds of finding a romantic partner are even worse.
I mean, I would like to say that I'm pretty sure you have friends, because how could you not? Look at you. Just look at you. Look at that haircut.
Look at it.
Just look. You're just... What I a sight
I've
for
got
sore
I've
eyes.
Got the face only an audio podcaster could love.
But also, I mean, this glowing personality. You know, I'm a fan of you and your work.
Thank you, my fine work. Yep.
So what is it like? Like, do you just okay? So I've never been an out single girl.
Well, yeah. So that was one of the things that was particularly devastating, I guess, and this breakup happened. I'm totally over it, and I'm frustrated that we would even spend time on it now. But we broke up like a year and a half ago, or like, you know, 13 months ago, and I had never been, because like you said, the way that we kind of came out, I mean, I came out before dating my girlfriend to a couple of friends, but it was kind of in the context of me being in love with this girl and me trying to, like, address it before it became this weird thing where, the really weird scenario where you might be dating your friend in secret.
Yeah, that's fucking weird, yeah.
Does that sound familiar to you?
Who would do that?
And so I... For both of us, I think that the coming out process was heavily centered on this another person, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So what could be more terrifying than thinking that you are a confident gay female and then realizing that the thing that the person that kind of was the core of your sexual orientation is no longer in your life?
Right.
So suddenly, you know, there's that question of, holy shit, how I've never been attracted to another girl. I mean, the past I have probably have, but not in a way that was, I was very self-aware of it. You know, there's that.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say consciously.
Yeah. And there's a, you know, obviously I always had, didn't really have that many male crushes, and I was very much better at speaking to females anyway, friends or not friends, whatever.
Right.
That sounds like I'm harboring some high school crush, but I didn't. Except for Kate Moore, but just kidding. Kate Moore was an English teacher of ours who wrote scandalous novels.
She's also very elderly.
Well, and we'll leave it at that in case we say anything else. Great teacher though, just not someone.
Wait, first person to be shot down on our podcast.
Kate Moore. We should make sure that we list the names of the high school people we slander, so that when they search themselves, it comes up right away and they can be aware.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
that's
I think so too.
I wonder if we'll get to the point where Branson will ever like
sue us. Podcast. I mean, what could be better for our publicity? You know.
Yeah, like the Branson Alumni Network. Yeah.
You've all been burnt.
Okay, sorry, go on. We are buds, by the way. Our ex-soccer coach is now head of the Alumni Association.
True. And he did love us.
So we have a lot of power here.
But I would say he did not love us as much as he loved our two good friends, Darcy and Kelly McFarlane, who went on to play at UNC.
Oh. I don't love us as much as I love Darcy.
No, me neither, no. And Kelly's at Harvard Med School now, so, you know.
Yeah, after retiring from professional soccer.
We pretty much suck.
we're making a fucking podcast.
This is how low we've gotten. But yeah, so there was that, the whole, like, I have to start, trying to find females attractive thing. Not that I, you know, that sounds bad, but,
No, totally.
It was a kind of scary, I don't know how to actually pursue romance in my life.
Yeah.
It's
amazing how much unlearning there is to do.
Like, right. Yeah, totally.
Like, you think, like, after a year, I was like, oh my god, I've got this. Like, I came out.
I've got it.
You know, I've been dating a girl. I've, like, undone all the weird constructs about marriage and about, you know, relationship gender norms. And I'm
But the more you say about, we should probably inform our viewers that you are, in fact, Canadian.
Oh. Yes. Not born. Not raised, but
in heart, yeah.
My parents are both Canadian.
I just thought that by now some patriot would have picked up on the fact that you were saying about.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Go on. I can't wait to listen back. I'm curious to hear what it sounds like.
You know.
But. Anyways, undoing so much of that is just like. It's really tough, and I was thinking about it the other day. I saw this girl who I know who is a writer. She posted this status like 6 months ago and was like, hey guys, what are different categories that you would just love to see represented? Like, what different groups of people and underrepresented groups would you like to see represented more in your favorite shows? And it was just like a food for thought kind of thing. And I never commented on it, but I think about it a lot. And then I just realized, like, I would love to see more portrayals of gay parents who aren't, like, an accessory or a plot line, you know? Just to see a family being raised with parents of the same gender. Because it's just, I have no model for it. I have no idea what it looks like. And kind of similar to maybe, like, a child who was raised in a home that didn't have loving parents or something. You know, I can't really relate to that. But...
I can.
Oh, shut up.
Just kidding. I love my mom. And dad.
Your dad took a punch in the face for a party.
Not for my party. Can we say definitively?
But yeah, so I think that, I mean, it's just, it's really tough that, I mean, representation is so important. And then I was thinking about it again the other day because it's like, just all of these romantic comedies, like every movie I've ever fucking seen is how to hit on a straight person or how to fall in love with a straight person. You know, it's all centered around the same thing, and I've never experienced the alternative, and I've never really seen it either.
No, and I'm sure we will dedicate an entire episode on sexism and stuff like that, and, you know, small stuff like that. Easy to digest topics like sexism.
we'll do it small, 10 minutes.
But, yeah. That seems a little bit generous. But I definitely related to that, and sexuality is kind of one of those weird things where, you know, it's not like you actually wear on your sleeve always.
Right.
It's like a privacy thing. It's like a weird, people are not, into divulging, even though I am. But not everyone is. It's like a very, it is about who you're having sex, well, if you're having sex, I guess, but like whatever, it's about who you're intimate with. So it's not something that, you know, you would actually bring up per se, except that it's a very normal part of like, if a straight thing, well, I'm really going off on this really ambiguous sort of, what I mean to say is this. I, too, had a huge issue with the representation piece because I, you know, in many ways am just like all of my straight friends and always was, especially since I was super sporty and that we're kind of getting into dangerous, like, stereotype territory here. But I was just friends with a bunch of girls who were super low maintenance athlete types, like,
right,
not one of you could have, if you were like, one of us in the group is gay, I'm pretty sure no one would know exactly who, except they would maybe find out how much you like to be spooned and they might pick you. but in general, I mean, like, the media has it like, oh, like, all the gays, they flock together, they all have short hair, they all have all playing softball or whatever the terrible list of things goes on. And for me, I just, like, never really saw myself in any of the representations. Like, even Ellen, who's amazing, just, like, absolutely fantastic, is wearing clothes that I would never wear.
Yeah, totally.
And this all sounds so petty right now, right? Like, this sounds, like, very critical of image, but it's not. It's about the fact that, like, I didn't see myself in any portrayals, therefore I had a huge identity crisis associated with being gay.
Totally, and I think that that's, like, I don't think that that's a small, I don't think that's, like, a petty thing at all. Like, I mean, my girlfriend and I talk, I don't know how to refer, Sheck and I, like,
yeah, let's call her, let's name her. She goes Madison, in the description.
Madison Sheckle.
Oops, you've been outed. That, Madison, like, Sheckle, you've been outed.
She just walked in the door, by the way.
Hey, Jack.
You're in headphones, though. She doesn't know what you're saying.
Okay.
She will soon, if she listens. But we always say that, like, whenever we hang out with gay girls that we know, we have fun, and it's obviously not the only thing we talk about, but we always end up at some point talking about just, like, gender norms or, you know, coming out or something like that. And it's because it's a huge fucking part of our lives and our identity, and it's like this shared experience that we have, and it's really helpful to be able to talk about it. And it's really like when you and I finally came out to each other,
confronted each other, which will be a story for another day, I'm sure,
over Indian food. But like, yeah, I mean, it's just, it was such a relief, and like, just the process of being able to talk about it with another person makes such a big difference. And that's kind of the whole, one of the goals of this podcast too, is to fuel our massive egos and and also to hopefully, if anyone just wants to hear two gay girls talking and hanging out and being normal fucking people, they can listen 30 minutes every week.
So I'm wondering, was that a very strategic way of closing off the show for the night?
It just fell into place so well.
It did, and it's exactly 30 minutes from when we started.
I have 28. Oh, because I started late.
Okay, I see. Okay, well, so then a couple of thoughts then, and we're going to maybe go into depth about, you know, falling in love and all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in another episode.
Mm-hmm.
But I totally agree with you. I for the first time, have had a group of gay friends, and it's pretty liberating to
Yeah.
Have that be the norm instead of... And it's not... I carry myself pretty lightheartedly, and I have a lot of straight friends, and it doesn't really bother me, but you notice a difference when you're with a group.
Totally.
And suddenly find yourself, like, in a normalized group of gay people.
Yeah.
So, and that's fun. But basically, we are hoping to catch up, and we're... Maddie's an artist, a singer, a musician, writer, composer. I don't know the words for it, so you fill that in.
Composer, please.
Yeah, a composer. No. And I am a student, but we have enjoyed the intellectual conversation from time to time.
Mm-hmm, we do. I should use this podcast to plug my music.
But actually, Maddie has a new EP out, guys. Making Out is Easy. It's amazing. I have heard three tracks, man. And I keep on going back and forth between which one I'm obsessed with. So I hope that will happen for you as well.
Aww.
Yeah.
You're too kind.
You being Maddie, of course. I hope that. Yeah. Since for now, this is all we got in the audience.
I wonder how many listeners we have. I cannot wait. Like, what if... I can't wait until a stranger listens. That's going to be amazing.
Well... This is all new to me. Our description, I'm pretty sure, says that I'm a former stand-up comedian, but I really never pursued my art quite with this vigor, I would say, that I'm doing right now.
Well, I'm excited to leak the footage of you doing stand-up comedy.
Good. Link it in the, I feel like
throw it in the description.
Some weird ambiguous cloud-like database for all of our information. And you know what the best part of all, I think?
What?
People are going to be really into our vibe and our words and stuff, and then they're going to see a picture and be like, holy shit, they're all so beautiful.
Yeah, I was thinking of maybe using our pictures as the podcast picture.
Our pictures. What does that mean?
Actually, I'll tell you after. I'll tell you after we hang up.
Yeah, should we not? Maybe not do that here.
Okay, so the next time we're going to... It's almost Christmas right now. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do one more podcast, a holiday preamble.
Although, it's not going to be... No.
Not at all.
But we are not... This is not quite the well-planned, like, Christmas SNL special edition. The extent of our preparation is probably that we'll just say Merry Christmas during the podcast, right?
Right. Yeah, but right. We could also talk about, like, you know, going home to your family.
And the legend of old Saint Nick.
Right, we might even bust out that old legend.
And things that go bump in the night.
But yeah, we're gonna do a Christmas, pre-Christmas one, a Christmas one, and then, I'm really looking forward to our fourth episode, half of which will be before New Year's Eve, or on New Year's Eve. We'll go over our expectations, and then we're gonna call each other again, in the heart of Hangover City, the next morning, and debrief.
You know, I kind of like this because this is our preamble, which is the appropriate use of that word, and then we start off with the new year as kind of the start, and then we're going to be in your lives for a year, dear viewers.
Yeah. 17 is my lucky number. This is my lucky year.
Oh, happy belated birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a month ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Never forget.
So you have anything to say to me?
I love your haircut.
Thank you. Okay, I think that calls it a night, huh?
I think so.
All right,
I'll see you next week.
Oh, no you won't, but...
Talk.
We'll get this right?
Oh my god. Yeah, we will. Bye.
Okay, bye Maddie. Love you.
Love you.
I don't think that she liked saying I love you to me, but I'll let her hear this when she picks up the mic and the audio. Wow, I'm a lot less funny when she's not around. I gotta go. Bye, y'all.